May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 711. Amidst the sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray, and let me taste thy special grace, and run to Christ, my hiding place. Hymn number 711.
Let us read together from Psalm 107 begins with thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. What a sweet subject that is. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labour. He fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness, in the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth a stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, that their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and at their wit's end, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. And are they glad because they be quiet? So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. But let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness. For the wickedness of them that dwell therein, he turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. There he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, teach us. And to pray, we need thy mercy. We need thy spirit. We need thy rich grace. We need thee, Lord, to come where poor sinners are brought so low, sometimes they wonder if there's anything in them at all. But what a sweet subject is mercy. Well, may we know it this evening. May it abound. May it please thee, Lord, to come and gather us up. And Lord, do not leave us to despond and say, how shall we stand the trying day? Rather, Lord, may we be able to look the more earnestly into thy word, the more sweetly unto the promise. And may thy grace abound, for he giveth, but he giveth more grace. Thus, Lord, we come and seek renewing. Seek, Lord, the bestowing of thy spirit with unction, savour, power. We need thee, Lord, to show us yon lovely man, as we have been trying to think. What manner of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. We seek, Lord, that thou art be drawing near. Oh, thou canst come over the mountains and the hills. Thou canst come right where we are with that dear character that was brought back. And though he began to be in want, soon the Lord appeared. That's what we need. The Lord to come with his sweet unction and grace, that with some life for us in the person of the dear Redeemer exalted. May the Lord to bestow upon us that help to worship thee in spirit and in truth. But Lord, subdue the darkness. Oh, do grant at even time it may be light. Lord, at the time when we approach, may it be pleasing thee to come with that light and truth, power, a little authority, Lord, a little sweet knowledge of thee, Son of God, the Son of Man. And Lord, do grant there may be help for seekers. Oh, we cannot preach the gospel without help being laid upon one that is mighty for them. One sweetly set out in thy word for those seeking souls, encouraged so to do, and brought to call upon thee in the day of trouble, as we have read. But remember, Lord, the young ones, may they be seekers too. We pray that thou remember us, Lord, pleading that precious name, and as we read in the scriptures, not without blood. Or we would plead the atonement. Plead thee, Lord, to come and cover our sin, and do hide it from thy face, and grant, Lord, such sweet tokens that we are thine, that we are among that family of God that we've been reading of. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Pray that thou remember us, Lord, for we do want to be right and not be left with just words which are customary and just the letter of a sound. We want the sweet spirit to show us, Lord, that very glorious person of Christ for us, who came to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Even Jesus. Lord, do bless the things that have been attended to today. Remember the Sabbath school and the dear children. And those also that have gathered, Lord, we think of the gatherings and pray that thou be coming, Lord, where we are now to grant an evening blessing. We read of Jesus drawing near. Oh, draw near with that sweet heavenly grace for us that abounds. We pray, Lord, that thou remember the dear friends at Swavesey and the friends of Stanton with us. And we pray that thou come, Lord, and break through the clouds, and the desire of our heart is thy name, Lord, that thou magnify thyself in poor sinners' hearts. We've read of those that have to speak of those things they've handled and felt. Or it may be a day of blessing, a day, Lord, that will fill our hearts with gladness, that obedience to thy name, thy cause, thy commandments, to the very person of Jesus, the glorious head of grace. Or may we not have an interest in thy sweet grace without the fruits thereof. Pray, Lord, that thou remember our dear friends in deep affliction. Oh, we tenderly bear them up before thee, one especially so much in our hearts, and my brother and family, we bear them up before our God. Oh, what a sweet truth that is, that thou art able to hear and thou canst answer and grant us more than we can ask. May the Lord Jesus be so precious. And do come, Lord, and sanctify all thy dealings. Grant, Lord, we may be with those that are able to say, come and hear, we that fear God. Lord, declare what he hath done for my soul. We seek, Lord, that thou remember us in the churches. Oh, deliver us. Come swiftly. Draw near. May there be those that know what Israel ought to do. May the Lord bring back prodigals. May the Lord arise. May God appear. We desire to thank thee for thy mercies, the privileges we have, for the goodness of the Lord that endureth continually. We do remember our dear friends, and one especially we pray for our dear brother and his dear one. Seek, Lord, that thou remember us, pleading, Lord, that thou not forsake us, but swiftly come. Grant us some tokens of good. Lord, to grant enlargements of faith. Sweet help of God laid upon one that is mighty. Lord, we desire to thank thee for every temporal mercy. Desire to bless the Lord that ever we have been spared to this present moment of time. Lord, but we need thee, Lord himself, to help us to redeem the time. May the Lord draw near with redemption. May our hearts be magnifying the Saviour's name. Lord, do hear us now as we ask. Thou remember our poor land, sold under sin, brought low. And we wonder, Lord, that thy judgments are still poured upon us. And yet we pray that thou in wrath, remember mercy still. Lord, do come. We're brought low. Oh, may God arise. Lord, it's our sin and the sins of the nation. We pray that thou bless thy cause throughout the earth. May there be, Lord, deliverances for us throughout our land. God, to arise with that help of God laid upon one that is mighty to deliver our land from the sin and vice and terrible nature that shows itself. And do grant, Lord, that thou wilt remember us, for we are very sad at heart for the sorrows of the way. And Lord, remember our sovereign. We bring them unto Jesus, bring her unto Jesus. Much desire of the royal house. May the loss of His Royal Highness, may it be sanctified. May there be profit in it to our land. That Lord, do deliver us from the power of sin and unbelief. Now, Lord, do come, we pray thee, and help our infirmities. Remember us for good. Lord, what can we say? We try to pray, and yet our sins rise up. In remembrance, Lord, may they be blotted out. Or may the Lord appear. Or we want to be amongst thy blood-washed people that shall sing thy praises. May we know some gracious help this evening to fill our hearts with heavenly praise, that ever thou shouldest remember the poor and the needy. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on said upon me. So, Lord, we do ask for enlargement now with those that take up their burdens on the following day and the week that stretches before them, our young people, and the children too. I do grant there may be help of God in every great trouble or trial. May the Lord appear. Now, Lord, we would plead that worthy name. Lord, we would seek to pray that thou cover all amiss. Sweetly forgive all our sin and unworthiness. May the Lord blot out all our transgressions. May there be that enlargement. May the Lord deliver us from those gloomy fears. We need to be laid low, but we don't want to be kept low. We want to be raised up and sweetly enabled to take down our heart from the willows, loud to the praise of Christ awake. So, Lord, remember us, especially in our little denomination. And do return the spirit of truth throughout the land, and especially in thy cause. And remember us still. Desire to fall at thy feet, but we need cleansing for it. May thee, Lord, to cover all unworthiness and grant more than we can expect thy mercy to be made known. Lord, forgive our sins, but may we know them blotted out. So, Lord, we ask that thou come, Lord Jesus. Lord, may we not leave any out. Remember those that especially need thee. In afflictions veil, and those who have afflictive circumstances. And those, Lord, that need thee to come and do grant that healing touch according to thy will. We ask, Lord, that the Lord may be near to us. What more can we ask? Lord, do forgive. Receive us. Help us to be thankful and to ask thee yet for more. We ask Jesus' saving name, the name of Jesus. We plead it before thee. We ask that thou art come and forgive all amiss. For Jesus' sake we ask. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come, let thy bright beams arise, dispel the darkness from our minds, and open all our eyes. Hymn number 27.
by the Lord's help, seek for the help of the Holy Spirit and much help to preach the word. We've been thinking today of that time when the Lord came so sweetly, and we read of the power that stilled the storm. Sometimes the Lord's people, their hearts are like that. And you know, they begin to call upon the name of the Lord. A little sweet intercession by God's help, pleading that worthy name. So we come this evening seeking, though there might be some continuance in our heart of the truth of the Lord granting deliverance in those far off days, coming all that way over the sea for that poor man. So we desire it anew in the gospel. And our thoughts have gone to this part, as God may help us. Psalm 107. And we direct you to the word of God's grace. Verse 29 in Psalm 107. A little further into the psalm. Psalm 107. Verse 29 onwards. He maketh a storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. And then verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. It's in the truth of God's word, isn't it? But no storm too great for him. But no storm that can separate them from the love of God. And with every other thing that comes, the Lord subdues the dreadful troubles that arise. Perhaps with a word, perhaps under the sweetness of the gospel indeed. So we come to this psalm, friends, and there's something wrong if we don't know anything experimentally about it, the truth in it. Let me direct you to the Song of the Redeemed. The Lord grants to his people that lifting up their hearts at times with sweet thanksgiving, you're able to look back and say, he has done great things for us. Lord, we are glad, but again they're diminished and brought low. Are there any like that? Through oppression, affliction indeed, sorrow. These things are in the hand of God, aren't they? And all to bring us more and more unto the sweet and glorious person of Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. How he stills us, stills the storms. How he still speaks, be still, with a great calm. We need it renewed, don't we? The Lord to come. Our thoughts go then perhaps to our previous subject this afternoon, which was a great venture, not knowing what to preach from, and yet there was enlargement. Now, I want to hasten. The psalm speaks in the beginning of it, of an exaltation, I'll give thanks unto the Lord. Or may we not be lacking in returning unto the Lord with a sweet gratitude, sweet hymns about it, that the Lord may help us to dwell upon sovereign goodness, his great kindness, deliverance. It's in the Song of the Redeemed. Reminded of it. Give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's a sweet subject, Lord's people, that his mercy endures forever. Where would they be without it? The everlasting nature and blessed truth of his mercy enduring. That's how we come again, isn't it? That's how we seek the mercy seat. Not feeling to be deserving, but undeserving, but yet coming. We read, coming onto a living stone, but coming especially, again upon the same truths that have been made blessed to us, blessed, and it's the same gospel. We don't want anything else. We don't want the letter only. We need the Lord to come and show us yon lovely man. What manner of man is this? In the wind and the waves obey him. And we need him for our sin. This redeemed here, that are the family of God, whose Father fills a throne. And there's an exhortation. Give thanks and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the Lord's people have something in their hearts to remember the Lord by especially. And as they come, they're in remembrance of his past mercies. Now, we come to the sweet psalm here. And I believe it's right to say that if we know nothing of these changes, we do not fear God at all. If we're without that desire to his name and to his cause, there's something wrong. It's no matter what we possess and what we may be able to speak about. Friends, it's that vital application of the Lord and his sweet spirit to direct us to true praise and thanksgiving. But it's all of grace. I want to hasten to these verses that we read of this family of God, the redeemed, gathered and brought, I think we spoke of it this morning, out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness. Now spiritually, these are characters, friends, that are sought out, like that city not forsaken. They're gathered out of this poor dying world because God will have it so. Despite all the opposition within a sinner's heart, the Lord subdues it and he brings his people to seek his face with their faces toward the Lord. If so be, there may be hope. We want to come to it, friends. The vital truths within this psalm belong to the redeemed, their praises, and also their sorrows. What do you mean, you may say? Well, friends, the Lord mingles with all these blessings and knowledge of the Lord, some knowledge of the sorrows of the way, and yet still the Lord is the same. Still is the same. That's our mercy, isn't it? And we read of these characters, really, this family of God, this people. They are such as are redeemed. Or some may say, I don't know whether I'm redeemed. Well, friends, where have you come from? Has it been from Egypt? Is it from the ends of the earth? Is it from that dreadful plague of sin, and you have to come seeking that forgiveness? I want to come to it in the word of God's grace. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. And yet, known to their God. We have it in verse 6 here. Psalm 107, verse 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. The Lord appoints them. That's a place at the throne of grace. Let me look at it in this way. And he led them forth by the right way. And what a sweet truth that is. You have to say, his way is right. And there is that desire to fall into the will of God. You have to say, Lord, choose thou the way and still lead on. I want to come more especially to these verses in the gospel. These souls are found by the Lord as hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. And I like these words, and he led them forth by the right way. Oh, think of it, friends, one leading forth the flock, his dear people, by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. What a hasten. It's the way further into our text. These are a people that are gathered up and brought to the Lord to see what he will do, how he will answer their poor cries, how he will be magnified. So we come especially to these words. He led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I want to look at some of these wonderful works. Friends, it is a wonderful work. The Lord has ever stopped up your poor way and mine and brought us in the ways of peace. You may not like the thought about it, but this is the way God brings his people in a way they have not known, and brings them more and more unto the throne of grace. Let me come to the evidence of it. And he led them forth by the right way. Well, it's the way that God's appointed, and your little lot and mine. Perhaps it's in the word of his grace here that he led them forth by the right way. No matter what we think about it, what poor man may consider, the way is right, friends, where we're brought humbly to the feet of the Lamb. The way is right if we are, our sins are put away by his sweet grace. Let me put it in another sense. The Lord gathers up his people, and they're brought to acknowledge the Lord as being holy and good, that they might go to a city of habitation. Now I want to hasten and see that I must come especially to this Psalm 107 experimentally. Because there's some waiting upon the Lord. But there's some that say, well, we know these sentiments, we have the word of the Lord, but it's my case, it's my soul, it's my sin, it's my need that needs to be addressed. So it's good to hear the Lord's dealings, but they may say, but what about me? You might say, well, I love to hear these things traced out, but it's the deadness in my heart. Friends, the Lord has plenty that feel like that. It's the dreadful state of rebellion, unless God prevents it, breaks out. Or it's that dreadful coldness, darkness, fills my mind. It's that experimental knowledge of what it is to feel lost. Not once or twice, but to go on like that. Perhaps some know what it is to feel that in the way of life. They can't rise above it. The letter doesn't help them. They need the Lord himself. Now this verse, this psalm speaks of the Lord leading and guiding, really delivering these characters in their troubles, and all to bring them in the way. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. That takes up my thoughts there. Solitary. They wonder if the Lord has ever done anything. They may fail to be ready to give up, go back. I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't some like that. Isn't some like that, see? Well, some may say, you don't want to hear preaching like that. It's what Jesus has done to his friends. But it's for worthless sinners, hunted out of every false refuge, that are empty, not once nor twice, but again and again. And they wonder where the scene will end. Those are the characters. Those that cry unto the Lord, hungry and thirsty for his righteousness. Those that their souls fainted in them, we trusted it had been he. We should have redeemed Israel. These characters that cannot find their God, that they love the truth, but that they want to feel it and know that power of it, because they've got something they need God to do, and that is to deliver them from this dreadful power of unbelief that occupies their souls, sometimes at work perhaps, or at home, wherever. Friends, these characters are brought right into the psalm. Now, those are the ones I would address. It's not what good you can feel nor do, but without the Lord, it's the increase of his grace. It's the Lord coming. They wandered in the wilderness. The Lord made this whole world a wilderness. And they find no city to dwell in. Some say, come here and there, but you say, no, I've got to abide where I can hear the word of truth, that they need the Lord to come where they are, hungry and thirsty too. The matter is this, their souls need feeding, need the truth as it is in Jesus. Their soul, we read, fainted in them under that special teaching. Well, let me try and speak of it in this way. It's when the Lord empties these characters. Not much left, is there? Ah, friends, all to make us sick of self, fond of him. I've got another gospel. Friends, it's these characters that God deals with. It's the family of God. His Father fills the throne. And you know, there can only be one that shall live, and that's the Lord Jesus. In their hearts, a hope of glory. Let me come upon it. We read these characters are known in a particular way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. More dead than alive? Perhaps. Fainting away? No, friends, that there's something that's often troubled me. It's not raising up some expectation. It's what God does. And there's hoping against hope. Is that desire the Lord to come? I hope this isn't coming back to me this evening. These characters, they're in our text, they're right through the psalm. These are the redeemed, but they can't feel to be redeemed at all. But they have to go with the redeemed, seeking there might be some sweet increase, faith and hope and love to them. But the Lord to make up in their heart what is lacking. Being brought low because of oppression, affliction and sorrow. We read such a sit in darkness. I touch upon it, friends. The Lord makes his people know what darkness of soul is. That they're despised sometimes because they're too low and that they're not encouraging the young enough. Well, friends, I want to encourage the young in the sweet ways of truth. Some amongst this company of those that God brings in a very gentle way. It said, thy gentleness is maybe great. These seekers, they need him. They need the gospel, they need the Lord himself. They do need a teacher. They need the Lord to convey to their souls that they are such as God will bless. They can't find what they want, but they know where to look. That's it, isn't it? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now I want to come to the word here a little closer. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Oh, doesn't that gather up those that need the Lord so much? They cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Perhaps those troubles that are known only to God, but also those deep burdens the Lord's people know as the Lord has touched their heart, they need renewing. They want to come to it. Then, whatever it may mean this evening, then that they've got one course, and that is to seek the Lord. But what a lowness there is about it. That they fear to presume. But let me say this, that we need to be importuned by His grace. We need to be amongst those that on the stretch, the truth, the living waters. Those that can say, well, I am the poorest, but I want to be found amongst those that are made wise unto salvation. These characters. Let me come a little closer. In His dealings, providence and grace uniting sometimes, in the things He sends, and the sorrows of the wave, and then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Oh, what a sweet word that is. It's sweet because the Lord is near to them. And they cried unto the Lord of heaven and earth in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. Some of you know these words to be bound up in your heart, and He led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city of habitation. That's what I want to come to. You're in the way of truth, that they want the Lord to grant them the blessing of it, that they might live, might know the Lord, and that I knew I might find Him, said dear Job. Let me come closer. It says here, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them, and He led them forth. What way is this? Way of God's people, seeking for that heavenly increase, the Lord's pardon and forgiveness. Oh, it comes again, friends, I'm on my mind in my preaching. We need vital realities. We need to be among the redeemed. We're going from that city below to that city above. Those pilgrims in the earth. Those that hunted out of every false refuge. Those that know what it is to be dug out of their false refuge and quite delivered from that dreadful plague of unbelief. I think these words belong to the living, and He led them forth by the right way. Divine wisdom is in it. He orders their steps. And perhaps in providence especially. And He led them forth by the right way. We don't know, friends, what the Lord's will is regarding the way that God will have us go sometimes, but it's the right way if He's with us. He led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city of habitation. What city is this? City above. Zion's heavenly hill. It's that place where the Lord visits His people. It's where He gathers them up. Oh, that men, we read, should praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works, the children of men. Well, I want to speak, as God may help me a little further. You read of the word of His grace here. He brought down their heart with labour. Does it mean? I know it may not be very convenient with some, but friends, the law is most needful to bring us to the place where grace abounds. It's where we need the Lord to come and grant us that deliverance from self, something base. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. That's the sweet song of the redeemed. They fell down, and there was none to help, none. But, friends, there is one. Sweetly exalted, made known in the counsels of Jehovah. Appointed by the Father for these pilgrims, strangers and pilgrims in the earth. These characters that are They're not what they once were, but they're not what they would be. So I want to speak of it, that they're still under the smart, as it were, the law. They're still in bondage. They would not have it so. They need liberty, like a poor prisoner through the grate, as a hymn writer says. They cannot rise up and cannot deliver themselves, but when the gospel speaks of one mighty to save, you need him unto the uttermost. Need him to come where you are and to sweetly deliver you from the bondage of sin and unbelief. And there's a certain teaching of God's Spirit that lays poor sinners so low that they wonder if God can look upon them. Friends, he can, but on his terms. The Lord grants his people that single eye. So my poor soul be saved. His Christ must be the way. These are some of the things I want to bring out. These characters in this Song of the Redeemed. We read that they're favoured. They're brought low, but they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And they go on, perhaps, a little smoothly. They've got things they can look upon, nice journey, and say, well, the Lord has done this. I know those that think the Lord is with them because they've got so much in Providence, many miles from here, friends, that's treachery, that is. What if the Lord should see fit to take it away? How much religion will we have? He touches the nearest and dearest some of her to walk in it. Deeply so. When we said we wouldn't mind what the Lord sent, if we might know perhaps some particular answer, be careful. Oh, it's that way God leads his people, so that they're brought to humble themselves or put their hands upon their mouths sometimes. The Lord direct me, these that sit in darkness in the shadow of death. Does it mean? Oh, their poor souls seem to be so much in need of the Lord to come. Life and power. So much in need of that same deliverance they've known heretofore. But now it's uphill. The Lord has seen fit to send afflictions, troubles, trials. They look not for. They wonder if his love's still the same. That they're brought so low, friends, that their poor hearts begin to wither. Like the corn that's withered up sometimes. And they need the Lord to come. Will he come? Friends, look into his word and see about it. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. It's that calling upon the Lord, isn't it? With that sweet single desire, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. It's the same way, isn't it? But it's deeper knowledge of our need. And he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness. Oh, what a sweet subject that is. The prison doors to be opened. Or that heavenly eye self to be given. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. Out of their distresses, yes. Friends, the gospel I preach is that gospel. The Lord knows all about trouble, deeper than ever you know and I know. But what things did he walk in? Shame and spitting, but the silent derision, rejection. Well, the manner of it was this. It was an insult to his Godhead, and he endured it. He was able to bow so sweetly under the chastening of God. Well, you say, was the Lord Jesus chastened? According to the gospel, he was brought so low, but friends, it was all to succour and save his dear people. Now, I could go into it, but it's this word here, for he satisfieth a longing soul. Is that what the Lord has left you with, a longing soul? What about the world? You say, no. You know, it doesn't satisfy now. It doesn't give me the desire of my heart. Friends, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You're brought there. And they rebelled against the words of God and contemned account to the Most High. That's another gospel brought in. God forbid. Now, he brought down their heart with labour, especially the application to the law, the serving of it, and the fear of being left. He fell down and was none to help, save Jesus, the sinner's friend. The Lord, friends, he brings his people upon the sweetest merits of the Lord Jesus. It's he that is made known to these sinners in distress. It's their God in that sweet way that God shines gracious through the man. Oh, what sweet evidences there are when the Lord appears. Take these evidences we read in Kings, don't we? And the Lord directs his people to go to the Lord with these evidences. And the broken heart and the need of the Lord. I cannot go into it so much here, but the Lord grant some little help here and there from his word here. The soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Does it mean? Well, friends, the matter is this. They need the Lord. Need the Lord in life and in death. Need the Lord to put them among his dear people. And I want to notice it, the word of his grace, been upon my mind. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. Not their wits end. Used to be spoken of as wits end corner. Still is, isn't it? We stagger like a drunken man. Perhaps the matter is this, they can't seem to get their thoughts together, and their poor walk seems to be all over the place. Friends, the Lord can grant renewed strength. It's for the way, isn't it? Not the old way. Not for the worldling. But for the church of God, the dear characters the Lord brings when he led them forth by the right way. Then we have it here. They stagger like a drunken man at their wits' end. Then there is the throne of grace. There's a place where grace abounds. And some may say it's an easy thing to call upon the Lord. Friends, not with a heart like mine. Then they cry unto the Lord. Need deliverance. Need the Lord to come. Need the Lord to set free his prisoners. But there's a particular darkness of mind and malady of sin. It's the guilt of it. It's that particular knowledge that it fills the soul and seems to hide those sweet evidences. We trusted it had been he that should have redeemed Israel. I want to gather up these characters. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Oh, the Lord help you to make your way to him. Won't be saying we're well on the way, but those that are scarcely wondering if they might continue. And they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. I hope these things mean something. These are those that sorrow after a godly sword. And they believe this, if they might have him, they know all is well. If they might be found among his people, they're persuaded. is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. But they're persuaded that if they have Christ, that they'll be brought right through, that because they have a love to him, because he is that friend of sinners, because he's exalted repentance to give, that's what they need, because they need the Lord so much more than they did. You may not understand me, but it's that increase of the need of the Lord. So we have it. I must come a little closer. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. What divine words are these? It's the time set to deliver his people. The Lord has a set time, you know. And those that sorrow over their sins, there's a set time of the Lord to deliver them. A time is set to bind up their woes, to draw near and help them to cast or roll their burden upon the Lord. And there's a little sweet desire to his name, mixed with many fears. But then it's uphill, isn't it? They cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Oh, friends, go on. Call upon him in every day of trouble. Prove him as being that friend of sinners. I mean, those great ones. Perhaps we might come a little closer. And there's some special trouble. Some special great matter fills their hearts, and that all is well, and they can walk on the mountaintop, but they're in the valleys. That they cannot seem to know that God is with them. Satan comes in like a flood and says, these things are because you're not the Lord's people. He's left you, because he never was a good preacher. Go to him, friends, like that. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That's what you need, isn't it? A blessing for the poor. Those that have no helper. Those that know which way to go. Dear Hezekiah, said, Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Still the Lord has those that cry unto him in the day of trouble. And they have to wait patiently for him. They have to seek his face. But it's not because there's virtue in them, so to do. The Lord works it in their heart. To whom else shall we go? That's the words of eternal life. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. Oh, I would seek to come to it, friends. What time is this that is in the Lord's heavenly mind and will, the binding up of these poor hearts with a touch of his sweet love? Because I believe that's what we need. And that's what we need in Zion, that increase of the knowledge of God and his love that will put us in the right place. It will be that sweet calling upon the Lord as one so unworthy. And as I have said today, a sweet submission to his holy will. Not fighting against it. Whatever we might say, friends, it's this sweet submission. The Lord is near to some. He giveth more grace. He is pleased to grant enlargement those that have not, for the sweet supplies of the Lord to them. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. I must come to these words as God may help me. It says they mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. So these depths too, and their soul is melted now because of trouble. So on. Then they cry unto the Lord. Let me read something here. You may not be able to fully understand it. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves are of us still. the set time away. I can't go over my thoughts this afternoon. What manner of man is this? Even the winds, waves obey him. They do. Then are they glad. I want to dwell here. Then are they glad. Their souls are relieved. They've got a little light in their dwelling. Their soul, a little springing up of hope, faith and love. A little subduing of that awful plague of sin. A little conquering of grace to bring them more and more upon the merits of the Saviour. But, oh, the opposition of Satan and the wicked hearts. Because it needs the Lord, doesn't it? Now let me come to it here. He maketh the storm a calm. The waves are ever still. Now that's where I would see the worth and sweet merits of the Saviour in the church of God and those that gather around his word. Oh, friends, here and there there's those sweet tokens. Show me a token for good. There are those evidences of his faithfulness. What about that providence that he sanctified? What about those times when the Lord has granted some sweet answers? When you feared the worst, really, need not to do so. But it's the need of the Lord, isn't it, to hold up my goings and thy paths, and my footsteps slip not. I want to come closer. Time is going. He maketh the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Now out of that, friends, the Lord displays his greatness, his divinity, and yet also the sweet merits of the Saviour. My dear Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So I think of it in these words, that the Lord coming to calm the troubled heart. These words stand out to me. They make the storm a calm so that the waves are almost still. Are they glad because they be quiet? There's been something on my mind here. When the Lord is pleased to gather his people up and help them to call upon the Lord. We have it here. Then are they glad because they be quiet? A little of his quietness, a little of the Lord's sweet blessing. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. I want to dwell there. What does it mean to you and me? What prospect have we? What desire have we for his holy name? Perhaps in these few words here. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Many years ago, I was brought especially into great trouble and sorrow. Lord knows all about it. Then we read, then are they glad? Oh, that the Lord should turn their captivity, and because they be quiet, and make the storm calm. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. I want to dwell here for a few moments. Friends, that belongs to the Lord's people in the way God has appointed them. In the way he will be exalted in that day. Perhaps in the word of his grace here. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. I was thinking about it earlier. It's been on my mind over the years, really. That I want to be kept from my own words and thoughts. So he bringeth them. What's it mean to you? So he takes these characters. He brings them more and more on his sweet merits. They're glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them. He takes their poor hearts and brings them near. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. A few thoughts about the desired haven. Well, friends, it's Christ. What haven is there to compare with the sweet rest within Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend? We have it in the word here. There's so much in it. So he bringeth them. It's his wisdom. It's his grace. So he brings them. Very sweet was this grace. He bringeth them unto their desired haven. Just thinking about it. Oh, the Lord grants his people desired haven by virtue of the plague of sin, by the virtue of the merits of Jesus, that they're drawn, they're brought to the Lord. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. There's much in it. He belongs to each one redeemed by Jesus' blood redeemed. It's a sweet word concerning the Lord's people, that their poor hearts are sometimes vexed and full of trouble. Then we raise, so he bringeth them. It means according to his will, according to his purpose, according to that which the Lord appoints, so he bringeth them. Exactly according to his holy will. May the Lord grant that sweetness of being brought to consider him, endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. Time is gone. So he bringeth them. And they're all the subjects of his love. They're all brought to bow their poor hearts before him. And they're able to say it is well. They are. And they know it to be so when the Lord comes. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. What a work that is. To bring us humbly unto the Lord. May he be our desired haven eternally. Oh, that men, we read, would praise the Lord for his goodness. That's the last verse I want to touch upon. What does it mean? Friends, there is his goodness. There is his sweet mercy. Men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We cannot go into them. But the work of redemption is uppermost. Oh, what a sweet work that is. Save unto the uttermost. Deliver the Lord's people from their fears, from all their sins, and to bring them right through. Bring them to cleave unto the Lord. I must leave it. Time is gone. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And would the praying members please come prepared to give out a hymn? God willing, Mr. Roland Wheatley will preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Charles Warboys will preach at 10:30 and 6:30. And God willing, he will administer the Lord's Supper after the morning service and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. And our friends at St. Ives hold their anniversary services, if the Lord will, on Friday. Our closing hymn is 667. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head. My God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction, and despair. Hymn 667. Thank you.
Oh Lord, to bless the sweet hymn. Lord, it's the truth in it we need. And yet we're not strangers to it, but we need the increase. And pray, Lord, that thou be with us each one. We might be amongst that number. So he bringeth them into their desired haven through grace, by the Saviour's love, by the wondrous truth of God to sinners, until they can say, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen.